Margie Isaacson's 120-year-old brick four-flat is wedged onto a typical Chicago city lot. From the street, the only thing that distinguishes her property from her neighbors is a bright blue recycling bin at the front gate. What you can't see from the street is an array of 12 4-foot-by-6-foot solar panels on the roof. A bank of batteries down in the basement allows Isaacson to store enough electricity to power her house for 4 days.
Messy basement.
A huge wall full of batteries like this used to be the only way to store solar energy. But Margie Isaacson is taking part in an experimental energy project.
And how it works is when I'm producing electricity from my solar panels, it goes into the grid and it just gets mixed up with everybody else's energy. But ComEd is keeping track of that for me. And at the end of the year, if I've used more than I've given them, I don't get any money. But if I've given them more than I use them, I get money.
And how's that equation working?
I got money.
Can I ask how much?
I got $200.
ComEd, the Chicago utility company, calls this its wind and photovoltaic generation pricing experiment. About half the states have utilities that are testing something similar. Homeowners purchase their own solar panels, and the utility gives them something called an intertie. The intertie feeds any excess electricity to the power grid, so the grid itself effectively becomes the homeowner's battery backup. On cloudy days, if someone's system is not generating enough power, the electrical grid will supply it. When solar-powered houses produce an excess, ComEd will buy it from the homeowner. This experiment has been going on for 3 years. So far, fewer than 20 houses in Chicago have signed on to the program.
It's a number that's small that we're hoping to increase. It's a hard sell in the Midwest. Folks don't think that solar is as viable here as it is in Florida or in California.
Mary O'Toole is an environmental strategist who oversees the alternative energy experiment for ComEd. She gets a lot of phone calls from interested homeowners, but when they hear it costs anywhere from $10,000 on up to put a solar array on your roof, that's where the conversations end.
I think most folks look at the cost of solar or photovoltaic and say, oh, you know, I'll wait for the price to drop. Where right now in Illinois, we've got the ability to cut the price in half for you. And that's huge.
The state of Illinois has one of the best incentive packages in the country for offsetting the cost of installing alternative energy systems. It offers grants and rebates up to 60%. But even with that price break, it still takes 30 years or more for a solar energy system to pay for itself. For most homeowners, that's way too long. In this mobile society, it's longer than most people stay in their houses.
We are in a society that nobody cares for the future.
Vladimir Nikola is an electrical engineer who installs solar power systems. He came to the U.S. 12 years ago from Argentina. Nikola longs for the day when he can tell clients their payback will come in 5 years. He points to other nations like Japan and Germany, which provide homeowners with solar panels and allow them to pay off the high startup costs over time. German utility companies also encourage their clients to participate in programs like this by paying them far more than ComEd does for energy. The cost of conventional energy is much higher in other countries than it is in the U.S. Vladimir Nikola says one of the things holding back progress in alternative energy here is that power is still relatively cheap.
In my country, in Argentina, everybody turned off the switch because the electricity is expensive. But here, that is so cheap, we don't care. We live with 24 hours a day, with the lights on all the time, heating, air conditioner. It's a luxury.
Nikola believes most Americans are just not thinking about alternative energy. While he installed quite a few solar energy systems around the Y2K scare at the turn of the century, he hasn't done any in the last 2 years. The few clients he is working with are people who don't even have to think about price. To put a solar array on your house, it seems, you either have to be rich, crazy, or fancy yourself an environmentalist. Margie Isaacson considers herself the latter.
I haven't regretted it a day since I put it in. It's just been a source of immense satisfaction to me.
Margie will tell you she was willing to foot the bill for a solar power system the way other people might choose to buy a new car or some other quasi-useful luxury.
For me, it was discretionary income. I could have bought a fur coat. But the point is that if I had a fur coat or a fancy car, no one would think I was eccentric. And with this, people seem to think that it's a little odd.
In her dreams, Margie envisions the million solar rooftops former President Bill Clinton spoke about, all generating energy back to the grid. And maybe, just maybe, precluding the need for another conventional energy power plant. Power industry officials say we're still a long way from that, but Margie Isaacson insists that it has to start somewhere, and why not with her?
People keep saying, when we get enough people getting these, the solar panels are going to start getting cheaper. So somebody has to start buying them, and I felt a responsibility to put my money where my mouth was.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Robbie Harris.